Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are the benefits of hosting a foreign exchange student? Let's go in depth with Cecilia McLeod and Caitlin Heyer with the EF High School Exchange Year. Cecilia, what's EF High School Exchange Year?
It is a program that brings foreign exchange students into local communities and local families for a school year, sometimes a half a year, and gives them the opportunity to learn about America, improve their English, become more of a global partner, and it's also a great way for host families to learn about other countries, and it's growing our global community all around.
Well, and I've interviewed you a number of times over the years, and what's really fun sometimes is when you bring around the students and their families, and it's really interesting to learn how much not just the foreign exchange students learn, but the families, the kids in the families. It's just remarkable.
It's a great experience for American kids and their parents because people from other countries travel a lot to other countries, but we don't so much. And so for us to have someone in our home from another country and learn that culture is probably our best chance at getting to learn about other cultures, because we're just not likely to be traveling like they do. A lot of the kids that come have maybe been here before on a short visit, or they've been to the countries around them all the time. So they know a lot about cultural diversity, and we don't. And this is a great way to get that impacted on us and help us learn more about the world.
And Caitlin, what do you do?
I work in our Boston office for high school exchange year. A lot of what Cecilia is doing is finding host families that are interested in hosting an exchange student. And then from there, they will complete an application. And my role is going through that to make sure that, you know, the family is a good fit for the program. I guess those sort of basic things that we're looking for is host parents should be at least 25 years of age, that they have a place for the student to be staying. And then beyond that, a big piece of the program is it is volunteer based. And that's because we really are looking for families that want to have the student become a part of their family, become a family member, and have an actual exchange in American family experience.
Okay, and Cecilia, you cover all of Central Iowa,
correct?
Right?
Correct.
There are other coordinators that cover the rest of the state.
Right.
And the whole nation?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to think how many we have in America. I know they just talked about it. We just had a regional coordinator meeting, and they gave us a number, and I can't remember. It's several hundred. And I personally right now oversee six coordinators, and there are two other RCs in Iowa that have at least that many. And we place somewhere around 200 plus students in Iowa every year, just within our organization.
Wow, that's a lot. So you need a lot of families.
Definitely.
And so you have a region too?
Caitlin? Yes.
What's your region?
I work with a much larger region. I work with a lot of states that would be what we consider in the Midwest. So Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota. I believe that's most of the Midwest. And then I also work with a lot of states in the Southeast. That's a much bigger area, but the number of exchange students isn't quite as dense there. So I believe it's from just under Kentucky, so Virginia, West Virginia, all the way down to Florida and over to about the Louisiana sort of. I kind of go all up and down the border.
Okay, and why are you based in Boston?
High School Exchange Year is part of a larger organization, EF Education First. They have a number of different programs outside of exchange as well. So their headquarters is in Boston. That's why a lot of the staff is based there. So that works for a lot of the East Coast families, Midwest. We do also have an office based in Denver, which is very helpful for students that are on the West Coast as well.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Cecilia McLeod and Caitlin Heyer with the EF High School Exchange Year.
So how do you figure out a kid that wants to come to Iowa? I mean, how do kids say, I want to go to Iowa?
There are kids that request to come to the Midwest. There are kids that request to go to Iowa. I don't know necessarily what influences different choices, because a lot of kids do want to go to New York City, Los Angeles, but I think that in having conversations, when students apply, they apply with our offices that are in their home country. They go through an application process themselves, and I think that in that application process, they go through interviews, they definitely learn more about the program and talking to these offices. And I think that a lot of what is sort of told to the students is you're not going to necessarily get the real American life experience in these larger cities that they necessarily want to be going to. If you come to other regions of the U.S., they can go to the football games. They can do homecoming, sort of all of that classic stuff that they see in movies. Not to mention, there probably isn't room to go to school in New York City or Los Angeles just because of how big those cities are.
Well, and here in Iowa, you can be a part of anything, especially in our small towns. You can be part of anything. You can go to the homecoming dance. People will welcome you, or they might not in a big city, or am I being stereotypical?
No, that's true. In fact, overall, they do student surveys, and the kids that come to the Midwest are the happiest because they experience the real America, the things that they see that they may think are in big cities, but they're not. They're here where we are. And so those kids that come here actually turn out to have the best experiences.
Well, you know, it's sort of interesting. There were some people from L.A., friends from L.A. that were here, and I took them to a small local restaurant that I'm quite proud of. And I said, well, yeah, this is a really nice restaurant, but you probably have dozens of these all around you. And they said, no, all we have are chains. So, I mean, I guess it's the same kind of thing. It's very, very different in small town life, you know, really has its advantages.
We have an exchange student this year from Switzerland, and we were talking the other day, and I said, we were driving, and I was pointing out how big these towns are, how big these schools are, and I told her how big Pella was and the advantages of this size, and she goes, I see it. She said, because I can do what I want to do. She's been out for volleyball. She's in Bravo. She's going to go out for basketball. She wants to play tennis. She has all those opportunities, and she recognizes that she has more opportunities in a smaller setting than she would have in a big one. So the kids even see it pretty quickly.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Cecilia McLeod and Caitlin Heyer with the EF High School Exchange Year.
Well, and you and your husband have hosted many.
16.
Well, you know, that's pretty interesting. And so you've learned a lot.
Yes. A lot about how people think in other parts of the world. A lot about culture. It's a continual thing all the time. No matter that we've done 16 different kids, and some of them from the same countries, every single time we learn something new. And it broadens our horizons, and when we watch the news, it gives us a different perspective.
Yeah, you might know somebody from where that or whatever is happening.
Exactly.
And you keep in touch?
Yes. I was telling Caitlin, our first exchange student, which was from 1996, is now married and has three children, and she's been over here with her family three times at least. So I'm grandma.
And where's she from?
She's from Indonesia.
Wow, very nice. Well, you really get a different perspective. So how do people, if let's just say, and let's hope that some listeners want to host a student, what do they need to do?
Well, they can contact me, and I can get them hooked up with the Boston office for an application. There's a paper, well, it's an online application that they fill out. It tells about their family. We ask for a couple of references that we can call. They have to do a background check, which we take care of. And then I just help them through that process of applying. And then even from the very beginning, I start talking to them about what their family's like and what they would like to see in an exchange student, because we try to match them up so that they've got the best possibility of hit the ground running, because they have similarities and they have things in common.
And so they can just Google what?
Well, my phone number is 815-564-8359. It's an Illinois number, but I live in Pella. And my email address is Cecilia, C-E-C-I-L-I-A .McLeod, M-C-C-L-O-U-D, at efexchangeyear.org. And I'm also on Facebook, so somebody can look me up there and contact me that way.
And for those of us that don't run around with a pen and paper, we can just Google. We can just Google EF Exchange Year,
yes,
Pella, and we'll find you.
And if you get the Boston number and call them, they will put you in contact with me as well.
Is it fun to get out of Boston every once in a while and come out and talk to people who are helping place the students and working with them find homes?
It's definitely a lot of fun. I have thoroughly enjoyed my time working at EF High School Exchange Year, learning about the program, but it's definitely a different experience to be able to come to a town that exchange students are living in, being able to meet them, meet coordinators that have hosted many students, and just hearing about their experiences. It kind of brings to life my job in helping. Also, I guess, assisting families through the process so that at the end, when everything is good to go, we are, you know, giving them that opportunity as well to bring a student into their home. So it is very nice to be able to travel and see different places and see how the work that I'm doing also helps in the exchange students and our host families as well.
Well, and then you've got an image, too, when you're trying to figure out who goes where. You've got an image, oh, they'll love this town, they'll love that town. And so the more that you travel, the better you're at your job.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It makes it a lot easier to envision a student moving there who would get along well. I don't work as much with the students. We do have other individuals in our office that are very good at their job in looking at student applications, working with Cecilia in sort of deciding whether or not that student would be a good fit for the town, for the area, and for the family as well.
Well, this has to be a good area for everybody to come, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
I was showing Caitlin around, and I'm going to take her around a little bit more. Pella's an amazing place, and the outlying communities, it's just a great place.
But you'll place people in all of our surrounding counties, Warren County?
I have been trying to place, besides Pella, in like Knoxville, Ottumwa, over towards Altoona and that area. So anybody that would hear this and be interested can contact me, and if it's not a place that I'm working specifically, I can find someone who is.
It's just pretty neat that you feel like a grandma for the first student. That's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's fun. In fact, one of the twins, I think, is about 13 now, and he got on, Instagram.
Yeah.
And says, "Grandma, it's me." So Once you host an exchange student, you've got a whole new world.
Thanks to Cecilia McLeod and Caitlin Heyer for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.